Eastern Kentucky University students, professors, and administrators, along with local and state government leaders, Friday officially cut the ribbon on the state's largest science building on any Kentucky campus. It comes with the opening of Phase 2 of the EKU Science Building. Senior geology major Laura Kelly says the technology found in the complex changes field work, such as monitoring groundwater.
With the geospatial analysis labs, we can go out and map an area and then come back and put it on the computer almost instantaneously now, instead of having to wait for a class to be done in the lab.
Phase 2 of the 158,000-square-foot building carried a state-funded price tag of just over $66 million. In addition to all the class space and technology, the new science building contains sizable sustainability features. Malcolm Frisby chairs biological sciences.
A building that is this big and this technologically advanced uses a lot of energy. It's very important that the architects helped us think all through the building about things that we could do to minimize the footprint of this building in an environmental standpoint.
In his remarks during the grand opening, EKU Board of Regents Chair Craig Turner said the ceremony may have marked the end of this type of project fully financed with state dollars. From this point forward, Turner believes public-private funding may be the only way to see such a facility built. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.